Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, also, to everybody that's out there working right now, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it or where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out the all-new website by going to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, our number two, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our country was created on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, let me read a headline to you from the Associated Press, because this is an example of what I'm talking about when I talk about they're trying with the news stories and whatnot to suppress the vote. Here's the headline. Anxiety 2020. Voters worry about safety at the polls.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, what am I supposed to get out of that? Is it...
Well, they're trying to scare you that it might be too dangerous for you to go to the polls, and they don't. You got to read the article to see what it's about. It's not just about COVID. It's about people protesting, and maybe someone will try to attack you. I mean, that's what it's all about. That's what they wrote, the AP.
Well, sure. Well, they know a lot of people are going to go vote in person. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the second one was where Joe Biden was, and it's obvious that you can see where their support is. It says, and I quote, Biden vows to unify and save the country while Trump hits the Midwest.
Well, my question, Captain, is Biden, if he's going to unite the country, but he can't even unite the Democrats.
You know how he's going to do it?
How's that?
With the mask mandate. He's going to be the masked president. Everyone's going to wear a mask. He's going to go around the world and do whatever if he gets president, and he's going to have that mask on. And everyone is going to have to wear a mask, or he won't talk to them.
Right. Well, but you're right. He does want to do a national
mandate. What a jerk.
But again, it's this idea that one size fits all. This is precisely why we have state governments.
Yep.
So you can do what you need to do in your state.
And let's drift down over to the phone lines. We've got a caller here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, Captain. This is Jim. I'm calling from Tampa.
How are you?
I'm doing well. It's good to talk to you, too. There's something really crazy going on here. I guess we all watched Tucker Carlson last night. Actually, I believe what they said was more people watched that show than any cable news show for a long, long time, 5 million people.
He broke the record that Bill O'Reilly held for years.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know about you, but it looked very credible, and it looked like there were easy things to research. Well, just out of curiosity, I went to CNN.com and I went to MSNBC.com, and not only do they completely ignore it, but they're saying that Biden is not only way ahead, but he's running away even further. He's getting better.
Not true.
So we're talking two completely different realities here.
This now, voters,
in 6 days, there's going to be a vote. And it's to the point where I'm worried about a civil war. Either they've got something up their sleeve with these computer tech giants that we don't know about, or they're going to have a crushing defeat, even worse than the last time. It's we're not only two different worlds, it's two different universes. It's Kafkaesque. And there's just something bizarre about how completely different these pictures are.
It's called propaganda, and it's called psyops, and they're very much engaged in both.
Well, I mean, you and I both see Trump's rallies. You and I both see Biden's rallies. It's 6 days till the election, and these cards are going to be thrown on the table. And Trump seems to be bringing out bigger and bigger cards as it goes. I can't help thinking he's probably got even better stuff.
He does, and Rudy Giuliani hinted about that yesterday.
Yeah, it's
because they've got
crazy.
They got the pictures of Hunter with the kids.
Right, and I think they've got more.
Yep.
I also want to throw this out. Hillary said that it makes her sick to her stomach to think that Trump might win again.
That's right.
I want Hillary to know that it makes me sick to my stomach to know that she stood our troops down while we had been fighting for their lives in Benghazi. Political reasons.
Yep.
She let our men die.
She did.
That makes me sick to my stomach. Thank you, Captain.
All right, thank you. And again, Jim brings some very strong points to the table, Kyle.
Yes, very, very much so. And again, you know, all you need to do is take a look at the Biden rally where they had the little circles on the ground and the only a few people really show up. And
look at Barack Obama, the former president of the United States, with a bullhorn in Philadelphia with 42 people on the sidewalk.
That's right. You know, Captain, this is it, I think, showing how much damage has been done, not only to the Democrat brand, but to the far left brand. People don't buy it anymore.
No, they don't, and they're not stupid. And by the way, for you folks that are listening to me that happen to be a Democrat, I'm applauding you. If you came to your senses and realized that Joe Biden is not the person he says he is, and the guy is a liar. Probably committed a crime along the way with all this money that they got. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and in the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break, and with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 with your windshield replacement when you tell them I sent you. I know that because they did it for me. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim, they'll come to your home or office to do the job, that's what they did with me. You'll get a lifetime warranty and $100 back at the time of the service. Now, if you're in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. All you got to do is give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you, and you'll get that $100 back and a brand new windshield. And, Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
Now, we just made Cousin Vinny happy.
Yeah, that's right. That's for Cousin Vinny.
Yep, because that's a Cousin Vinny touch. Now, let's get going here because we're going to keep talking here. Now, we did talk about Tucker Carlson, and it was brought up by Jim. He did set the largest primetime audience ever in cable news history. That goes back even to Bill O'Reilly and some of the numbers he was putting up. So Tucker has definitely become the leader in the clubhouse right now. And another study finds that these newscasts that are out there are very, very, very negative against President Trump and compared to what they talk about with Joe Biden.
That's right. I think the adjective was nightmarishly negative.
Correct.
When compared to Joe Biden. And, you know, Captain, I think people, you know, they have just realized, and this is one of the reasons why I think Tucker was able to garner such a large audience, because people are going to the places, even like this program, for example, that are telling them what's going on, telling them the things that they're not hearing in most of the mainstream media, and they've just had it. Like we were talking about right before the break, you know, people have figured out that the Democrats have been lying to them. They don't care. They don't want to go see Barack Obama. They don't want to go listen to it anymore. They're just done with all that stuff. And, you know, and really, I mean, that's actually a pretty good thing because people are actually getting, I think, you know, again, very much more involved, but they're also seeing the proof in the pudding of what President Trump has been able to accomplish. And they can't stand it that when they turn on the TV news, that it's all just this alternate reality, just like Jim was talking about.
Now, the thing of it is, President Trump now realizes that Nancy Pelosi is not going to come through with a stimulus deal. And the president said that he promised the best stimulus package you've ever seen after the election. Nancy Pelosi, meanwhile, is being criticized by several members of her own caucus for not accepting the GOP stimulus deal and moving something along because those same representatives are getting nailed in their home congressional districts and may lose their seats over this.
Well, that's exactly right. And maybe the last ditch effort that they might try is, hey, blame Nancy, don't blame me. But that'll continue to just contribute to more party disunity, obviously. But you're right. The president is talking about after the election. But, of course, the Democrats aren't going to do anything after the election. And I think, really, Captain, they're headed to more of a, and I hate to say, a scorched earth sort of reaction to all this. And it's going to be very, very sad. But people are going to have to be able to hold on. I hope they can until the president can get them something.
Well, small businesses, the restaurants, and some of these small businesses are done. About 40% of the small businesses in New York City are history as it stands right now because they just can't hang on. It's that simple. By the way, the president lifted the tariffs yesterday on Canadian aluminum. He did warn that he may resume them. So Canadian aluminum is coming back into the U.S. and companies up along the border, especially in upstate New York, Alcan, are really liking that because that means that they can go back to full employment again.
Exactly right. So the president is, he understands business. He also understands there has to be some flexibility and you have to make the right moves at the right time. And that's reading the circumstances. You know, but it, unfortunately, you know, he won't get the credit for that in the mainstream media either.
No, you won't. Now, there's a report that Hunter Biden touted his father's relationship with the Colombian president in an attempt to try to go to South America in an investment pitch to get more people to get sucked into the deals that he had going on.
Well, I don't doubt it. It just seems like that was his sort of golden ticket, you know, to do virtually anything. And, you know, again, he's no experienced hunter who, you know, goes around doing all this stuff. But, you know, I guess it's a good gig if you can get it.
Yeah. Representative Jim Jordan, by the way, said the fake dossier is real. Now they're saying the real laptop and emails are fake.
And they're a Russian plant as well, or something like that. But again, here we have an actual live flesh and blood person who's come forward, who has, you know, credentials and so forth. You can check out who he was and so forth. And again, it's not just that he's touting that there's this laptop, but you have other investigative reporters, people like John Solomon and others who have been verifying many of these different emails. They're figuring out that they went to a real person, and the real person says, yes, I got that, and this kind of thing. And so this is an avalanche, Captain, of stuff.
Now, have you heard of the Epoch Times?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is a story that was buried that should have been on the front page because of what it involves. Going back to the years of Barack Obama and Joe Biden, American universities failed to report some $6.5 billion in foreign gifts and contracts, an investigation by the Department of Education found. Federal law requires all these schools to disclose substantial foreign gifts and contracts to the Department of Education twice a year. And many have failed since the Barack Obama and Joe Biden administration first came into office, and they were severely underreported for the income they got, $6.5 billion. Now, much of this money came from China and Russia.
Yes, see, this is really big
news. Huge news.
Yeah, it's huge news because what happens is that this all goes together. You put it in the hopper with the idea of getting intellectual property, of getting other kinds of information that go back to the host countries then, and they're able to, you know, to take away, a lot of what's actually being done at our universities, and it's very, very, concerning.
And they are literally buying influence that way.
Yep, exactly.
Plus they get the blessings of the university to ship more of their, quote, foreign students there, which may be people that belong to the Chinese and Russian armies.
Right. Well, we saw, prime examples of those and not all that long ago. Where somebody was an actual member, I think, of the People's Army or something.
We have thousands of those people in this country from China and Russia, thousands. Now, I want to mention that the Twitter chief executive officer, Jack Dorsey, and Facebook CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, will defend the legal procedures against them coming up.
That's right, exactly. And the American people, too, are also very concerned about big tech, as it's becoming to be known, of course. And they're very concerned that, that certain information could be, as well, again, we saw now, this happen just recently, suppressed.
Now, they're not testifying before the Senate. That's going to be the 17th. Mm-hmm. But the 17th of November. But today they're going to testify before a congressional committee about the social media's role in moderating speech online.
Well, very interesting. Well, but again, you know, it's, and that's a very good question. What is its role? And why are some people that have some speech being taken down, or fact checked or whatever, while other speech goes uninhibited or this kind of thing? It's not really because here's the thing. Politics isn't pretty. Actual discourse between the political sides is not pretty. It can't be just put together by a private entity that says you can say this, but you can't say that.
Right. Now, here's some news that just popped up here. The Dodgers' Justin Turner tested positive for COVID-19, and he was pulled from the World Series clinching win.
Oh, wow.
But he went back, he went back to California, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I wonder how many of his players are going to wind up resulting from that. But again, here we go. Just because you tested positive doesn't mean you got it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Exactly right, yeah.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and this is the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. And by the way, the Rays did get beat by the Dodgers last night. They had a great season. American League champs. We'll do it again next year. Be right back.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With 1 week to go, the presidential candidates are crisscrossing the country, making last-minute pushes for support. At a Tuesday rally in Michigan, President Trump attacked former Vice President Joe Biden for past economic policies he said hurt Michigan workers.
Biden was a cheerleader for NAFTA. You got killed by them. A catastrophe for the auto industry and for your state. Following NAFTA, one-third of the auto jobs left and they went to Mexico and Canada, but they went to Mexico. Biden enthusiastically voted for China's entry into the World Trade Organization, fueling the rise of China on the backs of Michigan workers.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are world champions for the first time since 1988 after beating the Tampa Bay Rays 3-1 in Game 6 of the World Series. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and you know, folks, we here in the Captain's America Third Watch are ardently pro-life and support organizations that help women everywhere having real freedom of choice, and that includes making the choice not to end their pregnancy. Now, did you know that an average of over 2,300 women in the United States every day choose to abort their pregnancy? Now, that number may be shocking, but even more so is the fact that the majority of these women are making that decision in order to make somebody else happy. Well, Heartbeat International is one of those organizations doing what they can to give women options. And since 1971, they've developed a network of pro-life pregnancy resource centers all across the U.S. and around the world. They provide call centers to counsel women having doubts about ending their pregnancy and going further to enable them to find other approaches to their life circumstances. Now, they are, in fact, saving lives. And you can give them support by going to saveababynow.com and consider a donation. Or, if it's easier, you can call them at 800-999-7408. That's 800-999-7408. Heartbeat International, advancing life-affirming pregnancy help worldwide. Again, the website is saveababynow.com. That's saveababynow.com. And the phone number, 800-999-7408. And back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All righty. Now, plenty of stuff that I'm looking at here going on. Again, the teenager, remember the teenager who recorded the killing of George Floyd with the camera phone?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, her name was Darnella Frazier. She's going to be awarded a PEN, P-E-N, award for her video.
Oh, well, very interesting. That's an organization for journalists, amateur journalists or like that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But still, you know, kind of surprising to a certain degree. By the way, the squad has tweeted their outrage over the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett. Their three words were, expand the court.
Oh, and of course they're outraged by it. Why are they outraged, Captain? Is it because the president and the Senate did something wrong? Well, of course not. They simply followed procedure of the American government. The squad doesn't like it, so I suppose they're outraged by it. And now, of course, they want to do something that would be, you know, very, very irregular, expanding the court. And the only reason that they would want to expand the court, that I can tell, would be in order to be able to do the very thing that they seem to be accusing everybody else of. And that is to make sure that anything that went up to the Supreme Court is always going to go the Democrat and the far left way. And that becomes, Captain, first of all, it takes away the independence, really, of the judiciary, and it results in tyranny.
Well, they're outraged because of people like Senator Elizabeth Warren, who has said that the Amy Coney Barrett confirmation is an illegitimate nomination made by a morally bankrupt president. Her words, not mine.
Well, the Constitution doesn't say that it's an illegitimate nomination. The Constitution says the president will nominate and the Senate will give their its advice and consent. Mm-hmm. This is all part, and it doesn't say only if it's this close to the election or this far away from the election.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Joe Biden challenged President Trump. He says, go ahead, compare our physical and mental acuity. I'm happy to have that comparison. And that was a laughing man, of course.
That was a laughing man, and appropriately so. Well, of course. You see, again, well, and, you know, that's the same thing as Joe Biden saying, you want to do push-ups? You want to do this? Hey, man, you know, go. That's typical Joe Biden sort of going off the beam again.
Yeah, and by the way, there are predictions right now that there will be a Biden family special prosecutor in 2021 after this election. It'll be appointed just before President Trump either gets re-inaugurated or till he leaves office, they will appoint a special prosecutor. All right, we did have we had a caller, but the caller left. I don't know why that was, but that's okay. Okay, now back to something else here, which is rather important. We know we have a big-time Senate race going on in Arizona, right?
Right. That's right. Martha McSally, yeah.
And we know we have numbers all over the place in Arizona, including numbers that show Martha McSally ahead, President Trump ahead, and then we've got numbers that show President Trump behind, Martha McSally behind. Some of the numbers are within the margin of error, and some of the numbers are way over the top. But Buzz Aldrin, remember him?
Yes, yeah, astronaut, yeah.
The second man to ever set foot on the moon and an Air Force astronaut to boot, and also an Air Force combat pilot, endorsed Senator Martha McSally over Mark Kelly in Arizona.
Wow, well, he must think that Senator McSally has the right stuff. Couldn't wait to say that.
The other reason is Senator McSally does not want to take away your guns or change the gun laws like Mark Kelly wants to.
Well, again, that's a very, very powerful issue. And especially, Captain, right now, as we're doing this show tonight, we're watching these different reports coming in from Philadelphia and Brooklyn. And
yeah.
We're seeing what's happening, and people understand that at some point you may have to protect yourself.
And there are no police anywhere to be seen in the picture of that big store that they've been going in by the hundreds to ransack and loot and take things out. I haven't seen a single police officer anywhere.
Well, right. And,
this has been going on for several hours.
That's right. And you know what the consequence of this kind of thing is? It's not just that, oh, they have insurance, insurance will pay off, and CVS will be open again tomorrow or in a week or so. That's not it. They will reevaluate, hey, this happened, or are we going to even stay in this community? I'm not singling out CVS particularly, but store, corporations that own these stores, they'll say to themselves, are we going to continue to spend money there? And the community suffers because of what people do when they become a lawless mob.
Now, we're just days before the election, and President Trump has been making his biggest bet, that is that the portion of the American electorate living between the coasts knows what's in its own best interest, and he thinks these Americans know their interests, like economic, cultural, and familiarial, diverging sharply between the coastal elites, obviously, and the president has taken up the case for the folks between the coasts and states at the margin. He's counting especially on voters in Florida, Michigan, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. And the turnout is going to be enormous. Now, the turnout issue means that for the first time, the blowout in either direction is generally possible. It could be a Democrat. It could be a Republican. Now, saying that, America is at a crossroads with two starkly different visions for the future of the nation that we all love. Now, whatever the result, don't regret not doing your part, folks. Get out and vote.
Well, you're right, Captain. And the key word here is crossroads. This is so unlike any other election, even 2016. I think this leaves it in the dust. But this election is so very important because it's not just Republican versus Democrat. Literally, you're talking about imposing things on people's lives, a la socialism, that would be so terrible, and it would literally ruin our nation. And we're talking about the real deal here. And people who have come from places that have had socialism, Cuba, Venezuela, other places, Soviet Union, people who had immigrated from the Soviet Union back in the day, they know what it's like, and they know the horrors that it holds. And that's why this election, you've got to go out and vote. You may even have to stand in line, but it's worth it.
Now, there's an interesting headline that's appearing right now, early voting trends. Democrats are falling short in three of the four largest battleground states.
Yeah, isn't this something?
Totally the opposite of what you've been told all week long by the Democrats and the mainstream media. Totally the opposite.
Exactly right, because they've tried to tell you that there's this groundswell to just get rid of Trump. You know, anybody but Trump. We'll elect Mickey Mouse instead of Donald Trump. None of that is true, but they've been trying to get you to believe it.
Yeah, and suddenly you're looking at polls that are out there that are starting to come around. Trump is starting to lead in some of these other polls that are out there. The gap is closing in every poll that's out there. Joe Biden is losing ground every day in every state across the country.
Yep. Come on, man, is all he can say.
Come on, man. All right, well, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with the next Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And this program, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. Pull on in there. Tell them you've been listening to me talk about them. You'll get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee in the Third Watch. And oh, by the way, make sure you become a member of the Drivers Club too and take advantage of the points you'll get for buying fuel and buying food and buying stuff in the store. And you can accumulate those points and use them for whatever, or trade them in on whatever they got in the Drivers Club. All right, and here we go.
We'll be right back.
from a concert done in 1980 by ZZ Top over in Europe, and that song was called Hey Joe. All right, well, speaking of Hey Joe, how about Hey What Do You Know, Joe? Because we're going to drift on out and take a look at the weather. I'm going to read a weather statement and then turn it over to Kyle Warm. Now, areas of snow and sleet and freezing rain will slowly taper off across portions of the southern plains on Wednesday as warmer air is drawn north ahead of Hurricane Zeta. Now, Zeta, and by the way, it's a tropical storm, but it looks like it still could be a Cat 1 hurricane. The winds are very close to that. Now, Zeta's forecast to bring hurricane conditions, life-threatening storm surge, and heavy rainfall to portions of the northern Gulf Coast by Wednesday evening. It's going to stick around with heavy rainfall expected through Thursday along Zeta's path to the middle Atlantic states. And if you're in New Orleans, if you're in eastern Louisiana, southeastern Louisiana, if you're in southern Mississippi, if you're in the panhandle of Florida, all the way over to Pensacola and maybe a little bit further east, be prepared. You don't want to be there today on I-10. It's going to be a real adventure. So get up on I-20 or get up on I-40 if you can all do that, you big long-haul guys coming east-west. Okay, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, if you're in the Tucson area tonight, if you're coming across I-10, you're into a freeze warning all throughout that area. This includes the greater Tucson area, also coming in from the border with New Mexico. Right now in Tucson, about 45 degrees right now, but they are giving a freeze warning. As you travel over into Southern California, the winds, thankfully, have died down. The Silverado and the Blue Ridge fires, of course, that were being ripped up by those winds. Firefighters now have a much, much better ability to get a handle on these fires. Still have air quality alerts in the central part of the state. And up in Northern California, they also had fire spring up, but we understand they're able to deal with them. We do have a frost advisory up near Eureka, California, as we head up the coast. And then up in west of Seattle, in the central part of Washington State, we have an air stagnation advisory, and this carries on all the way through northern Idaho and parts of western Montana. This will encompass Missoula. It's pretty much west of Helena and Butte, but this is where they have reduced vertical mixing, basically, of the air, and that can mean that some pollutants are going to hover near the surface, so be careful there. This also goes a little north of Spokane and sort of a U-shape across those three states. Coming down into Colorado, we still have an air quality alert there. This is in southwestern Laramie County. As you travel down the I-25 corridor, this is smoke from the East Troublesome Fire, we understand. And in New Mexico, winter storm warning as you travel down through Santa Fe and Albuquerque, affecting essentially the eastern half of the state of New Mexico.
All righty, well, let's take a look for our friends in Kentucky, in central part of Kentucky. You've got rain tonight. You've got rain in the south central part of Indiana. You've got rain across, looks like I-55, I-59 right now, and I-70 right there, that group, Effingham and whatnot of Illinois. Rain there. You've got some rain back into Missouri and some scattered fog and rain both mixed all the way back to the Oklahoma line on I-40. And then fog up in Richmond, Virginia, down to the North Carolina line along I-95. The big story besides Zeta is what's going on right now. The eastern half of New Mexico all the way down to Texas, all the way down to El Paso. You've got a winter storm warning down to Ruidoso, the mountains there. And then down along I-10, Alamogordo over to El Paso, all the way over to Fort Stockton. You've got winter weather advisory. And the winter weather storm warning goes over into the panhandle of Oklahoma to include Amarillo down to Lubbock, all the way down to Midland and Pecos, Texas. And then the central part of Oklahoma and through Wichita Falls and down towards Midland, you've got a freezing rain and ice advisory for extremely extremely tough travel in that area with all the ice that's going on. And by the way, there'll be power lines coming down too. You've got a winter storm advisory across the southern part of Kansas, and the hurricane, the tropical storm Zeta. Flood surge warnings, tornado watches and warnings all along through Louisiana and Mississippi and the panhandle of Florida, as well as Alabama, all the way up to Birmingham. You got all kinds of watches and warnings. You've got flood watches and warnings in there, too. Just be very, very careful today, as later on today into tonight, we'll have Zeta coming ashore. And, Kyle, tell everybody how we can hear your show.
Thanks, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him very much. And we're going to go right over to the phone line, and we're going to go to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Okay, what are they trying to burn down tonight in Brooklyn and Philadelphia?
Well, I don't think they're exempting much. You know, not only are they necessarily starting some fires, but, I mean, the looting is ridiculous.
I haven't seen any police anywhere.
Well,
in Philadelphia, anyway.
Yeah, I saw them there. They got kind of overrun, and you know, and what's remarkable is that they knew this was going to happen. Every city knows that this was going to happen. And so why they weren't more prepared, or, you know, having the National Guard called in.
Well, they activated the National Guard last night, and I still yet to see them.
It's a little on the late side, don't you think?
Right now it is, but I have not seen the National Guard.
Well, that's my point. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's they're not trying to stop any of it.
No.
Nope. It's clear.
Well, again, Philadelphia is a big-time blue city. I don't know if that's got anything to do with it or not. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't, but you're right, and they just aren't doing anything.
Nope. I mean, we've seen this pattern over and over again. So you know something's going to happen. So you tell your businesses, you board up what you can. If you can hire security, do so. You call out the National Guard. You call in state police. You call in, you do all these things. You put it in advance of the protest, and they just, they're not doing it. So
hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back after the top of the hour news, and your stations get a chance to identify themselves and pay some of their own bills. And we will be right back with a lot more. And, boy, we're going to talk about that interview last night on Tucker's show with Mr. Bubba Linsky. Don't go nowhere. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Note.
Hey, folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.